Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
At 25, life buoys a month on average are being stolen or vandalised in Cork, and that costs Cork City Council €20,000 a year to replace. And there are fears that the persistent theft and damage could cost lives. Well, one of the groups on the front line of reporting and resolving this problem is the volunteer group Cork City Missing Persons Search and Recovery. And I'm joined from Cork by Search Coordinator Chris O'Donovan. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Claire. How are you getting on?
Very, very well. But I'm really surprised to see this figure of 25 life buoys a month being stolen or vandalised. That's very high, isn't it?
It is very high, yeah. And it's been going up year on year for the last 4 or 5 years.
So what happens then? You guys are going out and fishing these things out of the water.
Yeah, so we do 2 or 3 routine patrols a week there on the rivers in Cork, and we'd come across the life rings. So people will contact us and say, there's a life ring here, there's a life ring. So when we're out in the boat, we'll always pick them up and we'll bring them back to the base where the Cork City Council have a guy whose job is to collect all these life rings. When we collect them, he comes to us and we give it to him to decontaminate them, put them all back together and put them back in service. Mm-hmm. But there is a delay. So what they're doing is when they collect them from us, they replace what's missing, and then we'll tell them how many you have. Sometimes we'd actually bring them to the City Hall. At one stage, we brought 10 back there in one day. We collected 10 in one day. So
frustrating, though, if they're collected, they're fixed up, and then fired back into the river again.
Yeah, and you know they're not being thrown in to help people because the ropes are intact in them, you know.
So what do you think it is? People messing on a night out?
It's more ignorance and stupidity more than anything else, you know.
Yeah, is it happening at night time then? Is that when, do you know when it's happening?
Yeah, normally at night time. So like we'd be on the river during the day and we'd see them floating on the river, you know, especially at weekends and stuff. You'd see an awful lot at the weekends.
Yeah, and people think, you know, they're having the crack on a night out, but this has really serious implications. And you know about that all too well yourself.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the reality is that if the life ring isn't there and you go looking for it, like you'll have to run another 100 metres, 200 metres to get to the next one, and that can be the difference between life and death for somebody who's drowning, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what about the group then that you're involved in, Chris? You get no funding at all, do you? You do this, it really is a volunteer effort.
It's a pure volunteer effort, yeah. We have 21 volunteers. We don't receive any state funding. All the funding is done by people who fundraise for us. In fairness to them, they're brilliant. Our supporters, without them, we wouldn't exist, and unfortunately, we have to exist because of the nature of what we do. You know, we're like a necessary evil, for the want of a better word. Mm-hmm. Because we know when people contact us, the outcome is normally not really well, you know.
So what is it that you do, apart from this?
We're a search and recovery charity. So we received charitable status there in 2015. And what we do is we go search for missing people. We get called and they're by the Coast Guard, Civil Defence, Gardaí, Fire Service. So we search land and water. We go all over the country. The name is a bit parochial, Cork City, because we go all over the place. We're all over the country. So we look for people. Unfortunately, who's taken the ultimate step in their own lives, but also in accidental circumstances, you know, where people would fall in or whatever, you know. So that's what we're doing.
And the water searches then, do you use your own boats? Your volunteers use your own vessels?
Yeah, so when we fundraise, we fundraise for particular items. So we've been fundraising there. So a couple of years ago, we fundraised for sonar. So we use that, and we use that to locate vehicles and people under the water. We have thermal imaging drones that we can deploy in about 30 seconds, and they'll be able to find people, especially people with dementia and stuff. So we've had very good success with that. So it's whereas the downside really is recovering people, the upside is that we've rescued a few people as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
God, it's amazing work. And going back to this issue now with the life buoys, so is it a thing that you will go out, or some of the volunteers will go out once a week, like a routine, that you'll go out on the water in one of your boats to try and get these things out of the River Lee?
Well, what we do is we do surface sweeps there. So, like, unfortunately, we've had cases whereby we've come across people that haven't even been reported missing, and we found them deceased. So we do surface sweeps once a week. That's every week, and sometimes we do two depending on the circumstances, the weather and stuff. But we're always looking for the ring boys, and people will ring us and say, look, there's three of them here, there's two of them there, there's one of them there. So, like, we go down the river 4 or 5 kilometres downriver to get them, you know.
And you fish them out, basically?
We fish them out, yeah, and we throw them into the boat, we take them back to the base, we dry it all out, and then we take them to, we contact Cork City Council, so depending how many we have, we'll actually bring them to City Hall ourselves, and we deal with Stephen Scully there, he's a gent, so we'll bring him back to City Hall, or else we'll collect 10 or 15 or 20 of them, and they'll come down and collect them from the base.
Chris, it's great work, and fair play to you for doing it and all the volunteers there with Cork City Missing Persons Search and Recovery. That's Chris O'Donovan. We'll have a weather update next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.